This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, the hottest new pet gifts and keeping your senior dogs healthy and active, both physically and mentally. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. We're here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitters, with our pet tip of the week. And hey, Monica, we have the holidays coming up. We want to get something that our pets will like and enjoy. Do you have any holiday gift ideas for pets?
I do, and I'm so glad you asked about that. Maybe it's just because 2022, everything is going up. Things are getting so expensive, and having to, you know, get gifts for everybody and still be within a budget has always been a huge challenge for me. So I have been on the hunt for great deals and items for the last couple weeks, and I have found some really cool stuff that is at, you know, pretty decent prices. So I was quite excited. So this year, it may just me be, but I am loving all of the personalized things that I could get. I had a friend whose pet recently passed away. So I wanted her to kind of, you know, I wanted to get her something to kind of, you know, memorialize the pet and, you know, something that, you know, would be sentimental and important to her. My mom loves her cat. Anything that is related or has a picture of her cat will trump any, you know, $300 item anybody buys her every year. So for all of the loved ones that love their pets, and myself included, because I bought extras for me, we have, the first one I found was, it's called Dream a Pillow. And they make pillows, throw pillows for your couches, your beds, wherever. I actually ordered one for my daughter because she is going to love this. But you create a custom pillow. So you upload a picture of your pet, and it removes the background off your picture and cuts the pillow into the exact shape of your pet. Yeah, and it's a photo image, and it's from Dream a Pillow. Pretty cost expensive. They were usually like $70, and right now they're on sale for 43% off. So I got the 18-inch pillow for $39.99, And then I got an extra 5% off for putting in an account there. But that is www.dreamapillow.com. So I was really excited about that one. And you can do like dog sheets, or you can have traditional square pillows. They have a large variety of options. And when I went looking for that kind of stuff, I came across a site that I spent way too much money on. But it's called Pawfect House, and it's Pawfect House, house.com. And when I tell you, they have the cutest stuff. So they have personalized welcome mats. So you can get like nice, good quality mats, because I've gotten some before and they were a little thin. But these appear to be a lot thicker in the dimensions. And they put your pet's pictures on there. You can do you and your pets. The one I got was really cute. It says, welcome to, and it has all the pets' names, house, and all their pictures. And then on the bottom, and it says, you know, Monica and Haley live here too. It was just super cute. And it was $30.
Wow.
And that's including all the personalization. I got my friend a pet ornament. And it's personalized with the breed picture, and it's a nice glass ornament. It was
$14.98. Wow.
And they have, you know, a lot of different ornaments. It doesn't have to be like a memorial one. They have traditional, they have memorial, they have best friends, they have a lot of stuff. The next thing I came across that I adored, and this is all on the same website. So every year at the office, you know, Dr. Reinhardt would take us out to a Christmas dinner, but we would always try to like be fun, and we would go to some nice restaurant and everything, but we would do ugly Christmas sweaters. It was like a mandatory dress code requirement. And they have personalized ugly Christmas sweaters. So you can put, it's like characterized versions of your pet and you on an ugly Christmas sweater.
I love that.
$49.99.
Wow, that's great. Now, Monica, give the website of this out again.
This one is pawfecthouse.com. So pawfecthouse.com. And this site has got like t-shirts, beach towels, keychains, the ornaments, the sweatshirts. They have so much stuff.
Wow. Something for everyone.
Yes. And then the last personalized item that I really, well, there's two more that I found that I really liked. There is a site called Designated Gifts, and it's just like it sounds, designatedgifts.com. And they have a custom pet necklace. And I was looking at this for my daughter, because her and my pug are just, they're a little team. And their necklaces started at like $74, but they're on sale right now as well. So they were down to like $38. And it's a completely personalized necklace that has your pet as the charm. So it's cut out in the shape of the pet, and it's like an engraved portrait. So you submit a portrait, and it's very detailed. And they cut it out in the shape of the pet. Wow. And everything, and they send you the necklace.
That's awesome. How special.
Yes, it was so sweet. And perfect gift for my daughter or a younger child. It's something that they have their little best friend with them.
And they'll have it through their life. They treasure gifts like that.
Absolutely. And I figured, you know, even if it becomes something that she doesn't want to wear in a necklace, she can always add the little charm to a charm bracelet or to a key ring. So versatile, because it's essentially just the charm in the necklace. So it can be, you know, transferred onto so many different things. And for our pets, you know, because of course you can't leave them out. I have to say, for our kitty cats, Target absolutely has my favorite cat items every year. And they happen to be on sale right now. And their Wonder and Bark Shop, it's like Target's pet section, they have these cat scratching houses that anytime anybody comes over, they always think, like, everybody comments on them. We would get one for Jack every year and put it out at the office, and all the clients would love it. And it's literally just a cat scratcher, and it's in like this cardboard house type thing. And they start out at like $15 and can go anywhere up to $30. But some of them are so beautiful, and they're just, they're like little decorations that the cat can crawl up inside and scratch on. But this year they have like a double decker gingerbread house that is so cute, and it's only $17.
Wow.
And right now they're buy one, get one 40% off.
Oh, wow.
And get one for you and get one for a friend. But they've got like a holiday car, and it has like a little mouse driving like a delivery truck full of presents.
Oh, that's
and
so cute.
The cat can climb inside of the delivery truck. And then it also has it has a scratching post inside the truck. And then it also has one on the top of the truck that they can lay on and scratch the top of as well.
That's so cute.
I mean, they've got a double decker, which is like too high, snowman. And it's like he's snacked up like a snowman would. They've got like a Christmas cabin. They have a big present that has the cutouts they can go in.
Oh, cool.
Options.
How cool. Because I seen the one at the office, but these sound like really cool. They sound very, and very festive.
Yes, that's what I love about it. And they oftentimes do this around Halloween too. And they have Halloween themed ones. And every year it's like my splurge for the kitties because they're so cute. I feel like it's a decoration for the house and for the cat. And they're so pretty, and like the kitty cats just love them. And I just sprinkle a little catnip on there and they're in heaven.
I love that.
And then of course, you know, for our doggy friends, I've been enjoying and exploring more the interactive pet toys. I find that my dogs love them, especially if you have one that's like food enticed. And honestly, I was highly impressed because the one of my dogs that I thought would really respond to the interactive toy and like do well at it didn't do as well as the dog that I didn't think had a chance at working an interactive toy.
They surprise
you know,
us all the time.
You always have that yep. one that mm-hmm. never think is like the smartest one of the yeah. bunch.
They're like, oh, I'm not interested in that.
I know. But my dogs have been really enjoying them. And Amazon has some great ones right now on sale for Prime members. There's some in there starting as low as $5.
Wow.
And those are usually, you know, $20 toys. But they have great outward hound ones that start at like $5. Some of their other brands are like up to like $11, $12. But they really good prices on those. And one thing that I really, really liked, and I had read about it in actual vet journal because somebody had written an article a little while ago about puppies and like acclimating a new puppy in a household, but they had also done, you know, some studies and things with how to help pets that are anxious. And one of the things that they had utilized was this, like, it's a toy and it's a stuffed animal, but it has a heartbeat in it. So kind of like you use for babies
oh,
when
yes,
they come
I've
home.
I've seen that. Yes.
Yeah. Like when they come home from mm-hmm. the hospital, and it kind of, you know, has the sounds of the womb. Well, this has like the heartbeat. So it's kind of like an oversized toy with the heartbeat in there. And it's used for anxiety relief and calming. And like Amazon has had it for like $40. It was a little pricier. But I actually, in looking around online for different things, I found another website that had it. But they had it for a little cheaper. It's called the iHeartDogs.com, and it's called the Heartbeat Puppy Comfort Cuddler Pillow for Dogs. And they had it for half off right now.
Wow. I think that helps dogs who have like anxiety puppies, but like dogs that it's supposed to have like a soothing, that heartbeat, the noise is like the noise that comes out of it or the feeling is supposed to calm them down.
Yeah, there were so many great ones that really like caught my eye. And lastly, I saw on Amazon, so I've kind of eyed the dog cameras, you know, the ones that spit out the little treats and stuff when you're not home.
Yeah.
But they're not cheap. They're like $100 even, you know, on sale sometimes. And for me, that's just definitely not in the budget. And I was looking around to see what kind of sales they were having on, you know, kind of the tech gadgets and stuff. And Amazon has a couple brands that have pet cameras, and they don't do all the fancy stuff. They don't shoot out treats, and you can't go on with a microphone and talk to your pet. But it is a camera that you can check out your dogs, and they do swivel around and move, and you can work them from your smartphone, from an app. And there was two on there, $28.99 on sale for Prime members right now, and
$34.99. Wow.
So I was like, okay, and they're called the 360 pet camera with phone app, and then there's the 360 dog camera, which is an HD pet camera.
That's quite a difference in price. And sometimes, you know what, Monica, you don't need all that stuff to
Absolutely.
Go on. You just want to see that they're okay and that everyone's fine. And
some people have cameras in the house and stuff already, but if you're somebody who doesn't and you just want a way to kind of like check on the pets when you're gone during the day, $100 is a little out of your budget. I found this was a great find, because for $30, you know, you can see what's going on. You don't have to pay for a complete home system, and you can pull it right up on your phone and check whenever you want.
I love that. Well, Monica, as always, you bring us great ideas, a lot of cost-effective and special and unique gifts, so that whether you're giving it to a child or whether you're giving it to someone who is just a pet lover, cat lover, dog lover, horse lover, whatever they love, it's personal to them. So this is like, these are really great ideas, and I think that the people are going to enjoy them. So again, can you just give out a couple of those websites again, the for the personalized gifts? I think it was designated gifts.
Absolutely. So the necklace was the designatedgifts.com. And then the heartbeat puppy pillow, that one was on iheartdogs.com. But all of like the sweaters and the ornaments, the doormats, all of that was from pawfichthouse.com, and that's pawfichthouse.com. And then those cute pet pillows I saw, those were from dreamapillow.com.
Well, I think that you've given a lot of us out here some great ideas and some inspiration for some really thoughtful gifts. So, Monica, thank you very much, and good holiday shopping to you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be back in just a minute. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning 3-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, do you have a senior dog? Some helpful lifestyle information coming up. Stay with us.
For those fortunate to have experienced the deep bond and unconditional love of a companion animal, the death that follows can be one of the most difficult and misunderstood losses to go through. Many times, this devastating loss goes unrecognized and trivialized by family and friends, leaving grieving pet parents struggling to find healthy ways to cope with the loss. In And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal for healing the loss of a pet, Dr. Julianne Corbin calls attention to the difficulties unique to the loss of a beloved pet and provides an interactive and compassionate guide to help you process your loss and work towards coming to a place of peace and healing. For those interested in journal therapy and looking for a professionally written and compassionate resource to help understand and reconcile the grief associated with the loss of your pet, this book is for you. And I Love You Still, A Thoughtful Guide and Remembrance Journal by Julianne Corbin is now available for purchase on Amazon and other major book retailers.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. As a pet parent of two senior pups, I value insight and advice to positively impact their health. And with us today is Kim Gablin, Chief Marketing Officer at Bill Jack Foods, to share some helpful tips for senior pet awareness. Hey, Kim, welcome.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. And you and I are both familiar with senior pets since we have senior pets.
Yes, we both do.
So what are a few tips to keep in mind about our senior pets to keep them healthy, their diet, any exercise? What do you have any tips on that?
Yeah, you know, certainly, you know, the first question I always get about, you know, what's senior, you know, and in the air quotes, you know, what is a senior dog? And so when your dog is mature or, you know, getting to be a senior, you know, we're typically talking about, you know, for smaller dogs under 20 pounds, that's somewhere around age 7 to 10. For medium-sized dogs, it's probably about, you know, 7 years old or so. And for larger dogs, it's probably around, you know, 5, 6 years old, right? So really, it really depends. It really varies. A lot of times, you know, as they get older, right, it's a process. It doesn't happen like a light switch. It doesn't just flip on. It's just a process of, you know, some of their metabolism changing. They have some, you know, changes that are happening internally. So it's just something that happens over time, right? And so there's a lot of things that we can do to kind of impact them, like you said, to be able to help keep them healthy. And so, you know, first of all, diet is also, you know, a very important thing. So, you know, as a dog gets older, you know, sometimes they slow down a little bit. And they may not right away, you know, that might come in later years. But a lot of times, one of the big concerns we have as dogs get older is obesity. So so you want to look for a diet. You know, there are a lot of senior diet foods out there. I know we have a small breed senior dog food, and we have a senior dog food for larger dogs. So, you know, those we really try to manage the calories, you know, manage the fiber, the protein, you know, making sure that the dog is getting what they need. But not too much of it, right? That's what you want to make sure that you're doing. And of course, you know, measuring your food is really important to be able to make sure that you're getting the right amount of food so that they don't have issues being overweight. Because that overweight stuff just puts more pressure on your joints. You know, it can cause other issues, right? Like diabetes. So there are other things that it can, you know, kind of bring challenges with, especially with an older dog. And you know, a lot of dogs as they get older, can have a harder time eating food. You know, I think that, you know, certainly a lot of smaller dogs do have dental issues or teeth issues as they get older, but even larger dogs can have that too. And so their jaw might not be as strong. And, you know, some kibbles are very hard to chew. And so, you know, one of the things that's really interesting about Bill Jack is because of the special way we make it, and we make it very gently. We don't use high pressure or high temperature to make our food. Because we do that, our senior foods and even our regular foods are easier to chew for a lot of dogs, right? They're easy to chew because they're just not as hard. You can actually break them in half with your hands. And so that can really help an aging dog that is having trouble chewing. And you know, just a dog of any age, right, that's having trouble chewing. And then, you know, some dogs do have a little bit less of an appetite. You know, sometimes that appetite can diminish as they get a little older because they might lose a little bit of their scent, you know, their smell. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they lose a little bit of their taste. So you may see them lose a little bit of appetite sometimes when they're going along. So, you know, being able to give them a food that they enjoy, you know, maybe adding other things that have a little more aroma, like wet food, for example, can be helpful to kind of help entice them in case they're having, you know, a little bit of a muted reaction to some of their food. Does go occasionally, you know, sometimes I'll throw a little bit of warm water on Blizzard's food just because I just feel like he smells it a little bit better. He loves to eat it. That's not the problem. But I think that smelling, there's just a little bit of smell issue sometimes of being able to smell where it's at. And especially, you know, with Blizzard, I have a few more extra, you know, special things because Blizzard has gone blind.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, he's great about navigating the house and everything. But I think with that blindness came a little bit of a diminished smell as well.
Yeah. And we go through that with Francesca, and she's 17 and she, but, mm-hmm. and her taste went, but she still has that scent. I mean, she, everything is done by scent, and you're right. They do know their way around the house. They know how to get out the door. They know that there's a lot of things they're familiar with, but it's things to keep in mind when you have a senior pet. Now, do you have any advice to share on maintaining your senior dog's physical and mental health?
Yeah, you know, just like with your younger dogs, you know, your mature dog also needs to have that kind of same physical interaction, and all that physical interaction also helps with mental health. So, you know, I always say you should get out and exercise regularly. You know, you should be out, you know, maybe being able to take them for a little bit of a walk. I mean, it's just like us, right? The more you're able to get that blood pumping, the more you're able to deliver more oxygen to the brain and to the body. And all that oxygen carries all kinds of other things, right? That blood carries all kinds of other good nutrients and everything to those areas of the body as well. So that's why exercise is so important. And, you know, when you go out for a walk, and I know we talk about this a lot of the time, Sue, but when you go out for a walk with a dog, it's more than just a walk. It's not just a physical thing, but they're smelling a lot when they're out on that walk too, right? So that may annoy you because you're stopping all the time and everything. And certainly, you know, as your dog gets older, you don't have to work them as hard necessarily, you know. And again, you know, we're just talking about, hey, go out for a 5-minute walk or a 10-minute walk and then come back. But just being out there just helps them get their mind engaged, right? They're sniffing around. They're, you know, maybe meeting other dogs along the way. If you live in an area or a neighborhood, or you go to the dog park, right, and you're meeting other dogs, and so that really helps them, you know, stay on the top of their game too, and kind of keep some of that mental acuity when they're out there sniffing and kind of seeing what else is happening in the neighborhood. So that's really important to be able to do, and certainly vet visits are important to your dog's physical and mental health. You know, being able to have a senior dog and take them to the vet is important because a lot of veterinarians actually have panels, like blood panels and other kinds of tests that they can run to be able to see if there are other things that are kind of creeping up in your dog, right? That maybe you can't see or that are kind of happening inside, that they can help you do something about, you know, before it gets to be a problem. And so that's always really helpful to kind of get that upfront, you know, information to do things like that, right? To be able to know kind of what's happening and how you can maybe be able to impact it. I think that sometimes you also look for adaptive accessories, things that make your senior dog's life a little bit safer and easier.
Yeah.
You know, they could be things like, you know, maybe it's a fluffier or an orthopedic bed can make it a little bit easier for those older joints to lay down on. Maybe it's a blanket that might be a little more chilly, you know, if they're a little bit skinnier than they used to be. If you live in a, you know, inclement weather, or, you know, it's getting a little bit chilly. I know even in Florida, Sue, it gets a little chilly for you, right?
It does. It's amazing how our blood thins out. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, senior dogs are more subject to, right, anything that happens, right? Those changes in temperature. You know, if it's too hot or too cold, they're going to be reacting more quickly to that than maybe, just an adult dog would. So, you know, maybe they might need a jacket or some boots, you know, if that's something that's an issue for them. It could be as simple as getting some stairs. You know, I know we have some soft stairs. Blizzard won't use them.
None of mine will. Nope. None.
Exactly. So you never know. And so I think, you know, now it has to be more with his blindness than anything. But I think, you know, certainly stairs can help to be able to get a dog up on the bed or up on the couch with you. So that's kind of an important thing. Or, you know, I've also seen they have some like lift slings. They're like a little sling that kind of goes over your dog's back legs to be able to help them maybe get in the car. If you have a larger dog and you're not going to be able to pick them up, like I can pick up 10-pound Blizzard pretty easily. But, you know, if you have a larger dog and you're trying to be able to help them into the car so they don't hurt themselves in the process of doing some of the things that they like to do, right? And you still want them to be able to do any way you can be able to make their life easier is always a good thing. And one of the things that Blizzard loves, he just loves, is I have it's kind of like a felt puzzle. And so it like lays out kind of like a blanket. And there's all these little nooks and crannies.
Oh, a snuffle mat.
Absolutely, yes, a snuffle mat. I have in this little snuffle mat, you can hide treats in there and everything. And,
yes.
And he lets him sniff. He gets so excited.
Yes.
And again, it's back to that mental stimulation, yep. That mental kind of, you know, keeping them, you know, active and engaged. And, you know, since he's blind, there's not a whole lot of things. You know, it's very hard to throw things for him or do and some of the things that we used to do before. But this is one of the things that, you know, again, we don't put a ton of treats in there. We just do it every once in a while. But he really loves them. And it's, again, that mental stimulation is just as important as regular exercise. So there's a lot of things you can do to be able to help your dog stay, you know, physically and mentally healthy. As they get a little older, you know, I mean, just like all of us, right? When we get a little older, I know I'm getting a little older, you know, things don't just automatically shut off and change. There's a lot of things you can do to kind of keep maintaining that health.
No, that's important. And now, how important, speaking of importance, is nutrition into making sure that we helped our dogs to maintain like a healthy and a fit lifestyle?
Yeah, you know, I think certainly, you know, I always think about nutrition as being the foundation of your dog's health. And so it's really one of the things that they need to have every day, and it can really make a big difference in their life. So, you know, being able to start off with a high quality food is really important. With a high quality proteins, like, you know, we use real chicken in our senior dog foods. So that's a really important thing. You know, you want to make sure that they've got a carbohydrate in there to be able to provide some energy. You know, it takes a little longer for protein, as we talked about earlier, it takes a little longer for protein to digest. And so you want to make sure it's got a healthy amount of carbohydrates as well for that that initial energy. And you know, of course, you know, you want to be able to look for a food without fillers. I know at Belljack, we, you know, a lot of foods, they do spray on, like basically taste enhancers, right, mm-hmm. at the end of the process of making dog food. And so we actually don't do that. Because of the chicken that we have in there, we start with fresh chicken. It really makes a big difference in terms of, you know, the dog, what the dog smells and what the dog can taste. And so so we don't have to add on those kind of extra spray, you know, fillers and taste enhancers to be able to have the dog eat it. And, you know, certainly, you know, senior dog foods are great if you have a senior dog food, and that's a really great thing to maybe transition to. But, you know, if your dog's overweight, you also may want to consider a reduced fat formula, for example. Mm-hmm. Our reduced fat formula has 30% less fat. So if really the main issue you're concerned about is, you know, your dog being overweight, then you might want to start with a reduced fat formula and then be able to move them over to a senior formula. Or you can also look at, you know, reducing some of the calories very gradually. Again, measuring your food, checking how your dog is doing every week. Are they gaining weight? Are they losing weight? You don't want them to lose very fast. You want them to lose very gradually. So you're just taking a little bit away at a time, and then making sure that you're feeding them appropriately. And it's always good to talk to your vet about keeping them at the right weight, because that is a really, you know, again, like we talked about earlier, it's better on their joints. It's better on them overall for their health to be able to keep them at a healthy weight as well.
That's so important. I know that on your website, you have a lot of this information. There's a lot of, it's a great source for pet parents to go to learn more and to understand. And you also have a great selection of food that they could better understand. What is the website and where could people go to learn more about this?
Yeah, you know, our website is billjack.com. It's billjack.com. And we've got a lot of really great tools out there for pet parents. We have a pet parent section that is dedicated to our dog blog that has, you know, information out there. So you can go out there and type in senior dogs, and we can give you, you know, in the search bar, and you can get some of the information that we're talking about today. Certainly we have a lot of information about nutrition. We have a lot of information also about just, you know, fun things about dogs, like, you know, why does your dog snore, and why does your dog sleep so much? And, you know, some of those kind of questions that you might have to be able to learn and get to know more about your dog. And we also have a store locator on the website. So you can type in your address or your zip code and be able to find out, you know, what stores are near you, what stores we sell on online. So there's a lot of really great information out there. In the pet parent section, we also have a way to join our best friends club, which is a favorite of a lot of our Belljack believers. And we send that out once a month, about the middle of the month. And it has lots of stories in it, you know, things like we're talking about today, like, you know, for example, you know, how to take care of your senior dog. And, you know, also we have some opportunities for coupons and savings. So you can maybe save on dry food or treats. So it's a great way to be able to save some money, learn a little bit about your dog. It doesn't take too much time to be able to ask for a coupon. So it's a really quick and easy way, hopefully, for us to give something back to the people who love BoJack as well. So who are part of the BoJack family.
It is, and it's a great community to be involved in it. It for pet lovers and for pet parents and for people who just have a curiosity to learn things. It's a great community to be a part of. I love it, and I look forward to my newsletter every month.
Thank you. We love writing it. I mean, we always talk about, oh, what do we want to learn about this month, or what are people talking about this month? How can we help? You know, how can we help them with some information? So it's always really fun to be able to put it together and get feedback on it as well for us.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for being our guest today and for sharing such valuable advice for pet parents regarding senior pet awareness. I think that it's something that people value and want to learn a little more about. And if your pets are seniors, it doesn't mean that they can't do things anymore. Maybe you just have to modify it a little. So thank you so much for sharing all that with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And we will be back in just a moment.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show. And tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.